Can everyone hear me? I don't hear well, so I couldn't hear very much back there, so I wanted to make sure that you can hear me. And also, I looked at this podium and I thought, gosh, I'm kind of short. I hope you can see me. So we welcome you here today. I will read your scripture sermon, but we'll do my little introduction first. My name is Cherry Miller. And my husband is Larry Miller, and we just live down the road from Dennis and Verna Murphy, who are my brother and sister-in-law. I'm originally from Pike County, Illinois, which is just across the river from Hannibal, Missouri. I moved over here and married Larry and in 1994 and started working at Carrollton Specialty Products until that plant closed in 2010. So I've been here for a while. And I gave my heart to Jesus and was baptized before my 9th birthday. I was ordained a lay minister in October of 1988 and ordained to an elder in December of 2018. I have tried to dedicate my life to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a pleasure to share with you here today and as we worship together. You have a beautiful church, and I was noticing all the sun shining in. And even though my gravel road is ice, it still was so nice to see the sun shining today, and it's a pleasure to be here. So our scripture for today is found in Luke in the 3rd chapter, and so I'm going to read that for your hearing, and it's verses 15 to 17, 21 to 22. Everyone was expecting the Messiah to come soon, and they were eager to know whether John might be that Messiah. John answered their questions by saying, "I baptize with water, but someone is coming soon who is greater than I am, so much greater that I am not worthy to be his slave. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He is ready to separate the chaff from the grain with his winnowing fork. Then he will clean up the threshing floor, storing the grain in his barn, but burning the chaff with never-ending fire. One day, when the crowds were being baptized, Jesus himself was baptized. As he was praying, the heavens opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in the form of a dove. And the voice from heaven said, 'You are my beloved Son, and I am fully pleased with you.'" Luke was a doctor, and he affirms Jesus' identity. But the real emphasis is on the fact that Jesus' humanity. Jesus was first the Son of God, but he was also a Son of Man. From a baby, Jesus grew and developed and completely was able to fulfill his mission here on earth. He was fully human, just like you and I. Was a baby, his mother had to take care of him, he was trained what kinds of schools they had, he learned a trade where he used his hands in a carpenter shop, so he was just like we are. But yet he remained fully God. He took no shortcuts, and he was not isolated from the pressures and from temptations of life. There are no shortcuts for us either as we prepare our life of service to God. So let us worship God, who calls us each by name. The Jewish people had been waiting for a Messiah for over 400 years. As John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, the people were excited. They thought, obviously, he was a great prophet. He spoke as the prophets of old spoke, and so they thought John the Baptist might be the Messiah himself. But John spoke to the people, or he preached to the people, assuring them that he baptized with water, which was for the remission of sins, but the one who was coming after him was much greater. So he assured them that he was not the Messiah. And he spoke to them, asking them to repent of their sins so that they would avoid punishment and that they would be able to experience God's mercy and forgiveness. John spoke with urgency as he was preparing the people for the coming Messiah. So John baptized with water, being for a repentance of sins or washing away of sins. But there was one more worthy who was going to bring the Spirit as with fire to purify and redeem. Jesus's baptism with fire equips us with the power to do God's will. Here in the wilderness, Jesus came among the crowd and was baptized by John. As Jesus was praying, the heavens opened, and the Holy Spirit descends as a dove. I'll share with you just a little bit. I've had pre-baptismal classes for a number of children and some adults, and as I study and prepare and I read this scripture, I think, but please, God, don't send a dove down while I'm baptizing, because I'm afraid of birds. And so when I read that sentence, I think, I want your Spirit to be here, but please don't send him down to the birds, because I have a major panic attack because I am deathly afraid, chickens and birds. So, and Larry can attest to that fact because he's seen me when I've been have that panic attack. But the dove came down that represented the Holy Spirit. And the crowds, and God affirmed that Jesus was his son, and he was the long-expected Messiah, and that he was pleased with him. So the people in that crowd, when Jesus was baptized, not only saw the heavens open and the dove come down, but they heard God's voice as he spoke to his son. Jesus was a perfect human being. He is our perfect example and leader and savior. He offers forgiveness to all who will accept him as Lord of their lives and believe that what he says is true. By believing in Jesus, we are baptized and we receive the promise of eternal life. Through baptism, we become new creatures in Christ and are commissioned to share that same ministry and message of Jesus to people here now. It's through the Holy Spirit that we are empowered to serve as God's disciples, being Christ's hands and feet and voice here on earth now. We have been forgiven of our old way of life and are now commissioned to go out into the world and be a servant. If you have not already been baptized, I would invite you to pray to God and seek that forgiveness that he offers and dedicate your life to him or rededicate your heart to him and come and follow him. The Holy Spirit is given to enable us to live for Christ. By faith, we can have the indwelling Holy Spirit's presence and power to witness and to share. I have for many years read other good books besides the Bible. And probably when I die, if I go first, Larry will say, "What in the world will I do with all of these books that she has?" I can hear you. But I'm reading a book now called The Best Yes. Her name is Lisa, and I don't know how to pronounce the last name. It's T-E-R-K-E-U-R-S-T. And she is talking about getting past our fixed mindset as opposed to a growth mindset. And when I read that, I thought, oh man, she's just speaking right to me. My fixed mindset. That fixed mindset that may whisper to us, "That's too complicated for you to do. You don't have time to go and visit the sick today. You really cannot be thinner. No need to try. You know you will fail." Do other people have those same little whispers, you know, that fixed mindset that says, "No, you may want to do it, but you don't really have all of it, you know, to be able to accomplish that." Well, that spoke to me because I thought, oh, amen, this is me. But she wants us to get past that fixed mindset. And so when we have that fixed mindset, we don't even move forward, or we don't even try. We may have an inspirational thought from the Holy Spirit, and yet we think that we won't be able to do that because it's never been done. And so I have to tell you another little funny. When I read that, I thought, in the fixed mindset, I don't have a smartphone. And Larry doesn't either. We have never gotten a smartphone. We have the old flip phone because I have never felt like that I was smart enough to understand how to work the thing. So I have just decided if I can flip it up and do it easily, I don't have to worry about all that other stuff. Now, is that not a fixed mindset, thinking that I would not be able to learn how to use that phone? I don't know. But we don't have one. We have the old-fashioned one. So, and I saw a hand back there. I think the lady, see, she has one too. So we're not the only one, Larry. So it keeps us from moving forward, and it keeps us from doing what God would have us maybe to do. So we need to develop that growth mindset instead of the fixed. The growth mindset sees the potential of Jesus's work in us. Indeed, we are limited in and of ourselves. But when Jesus is Lord of our lives, our limited potential can turn into something spectacular. He is alive in us. And praise God for that. In Ephesians, the chapter 3, verse 20, it reads, "Now glory be to God by his mighty power at work within us." Let me read that again. "By his mighty power at work within us, he is able to accomplish infinitely more than we would ever dare to ask or hope. I can accomplish many things through Christ." Jesus calls us to be like him. If I want to be like Jesus, I must know him by reading the scriptures. I must study. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospels, and the New Testament, and study about his life. And I must love him because he and God loved me first. And I must remember him. And I must imitate what Jesus did. I am a sinner and fall short of myself. Just this past week, you know, I said something that I should not have said, and I'm sure I hurt my husband's feeling, which I did not mean to do, but, you know, sometimes those words just come out. And I fail. I fall short every day of who God called me to be. So I must daily commit myself those sinful tendencies to God's control and crucify them daily if I have to, maybe even moment by moment, and draw on the Spirit's power to overcome them. I must use my talents and gifts that are given to me by God and seek opportunities to serve Him. We are called to be Christ's disciples to a rapidly hurting world. We are called to do what is sometimes hard or unpleasant or uncomfortable or inconvenient, just as Jesus did. We are called to share the good news of Christ's sacrifice for us and hope that even in darkness and despair, God is always present in our lives and in the world. If we allow ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit, we will keep our lives focused on the one who was sent to redeem the world, Jesus. Today is the second Sunday of our new year, 2022. At this time of year, a song is played by John Lennon, and it begins, "So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so I ask myself and you, what have I done this past year? And where will I let the Spirit lead me this new year?" I want to close with the reading from Matthew, the 25th chapter. "But when the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, then He will sit upon His glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered in His presence, and He will separate them as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep at His right hand and the goats at His left. Then the King will say to those on the right, 'Come, you who are blessed by the Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me into your home. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then those righteous ones will reply, 'Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink, or a stranger and show you hospitality, or naked and gave you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the King will tell them, 'I assure you, when you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me.'" So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. He died for our sins, and through our belief in Him, we have forgiveness and eternal life. Enlighten each of us with your Spirit, that our service to you and our fellow man will increase. May we boldly share the good news of your Son in this new year. Thank you, Father, for your gracious love and mercy. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Your invitation to decision. Those wishing to commit themselves to Christ or to join the church by confession of faith or transfer of membership are invited to come forward during the hymn of invitation, or to arrange to meet with the pastor in the office after the worship service.